Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for the One Questioning Their Calling by Alicia Cyril, read by Rochelle Alberti. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Ephesians 4:1-2. The other day, I had lunch with two of my closest friends. We strive to get together at least once a month to check in, catch up, and pray for each other. It is a sweet time I look forward to and blesses me beyond words. Due to the holidays, busy schedules, and just life in general, our monthly lunch dates got put on hold for a while. So when we finally managed to meet up, I was overjoyed to see them. During our conversation, we discussed our calling and God's will. Then after a sip of her tea, one of my friends looked me gently in the eye and asked, "How did you know writing was your calling?" Froze. I didn't know what to say, because in that brief moment, I didn't really know, much less know how to answer her. Immediately, I felt disqualified. My thoughts went all over the place, including down a dangerous rabbit hole of believing maybe I didn't hear God correctly. Maybe I misunderstood my calling. After a few awkward moments of silence, I answered her this way. "I am not really sure if I am necessarily called to write, but I can assure you of this. When I pull up to my computer and place my fingers upon that keyboard, I am met with his words, not mine. He is with me. I feel him, and it is such a precious time to me." I also added that when I'm not writing, I miss it. I miss that special bonding time with the Lord. Then I began to realize that writing isn't about me at all, because in all honesty, I am not qualified. I don't have the words. I'm a mess, and my words fall short. But God somehow meets me. He always shows up, every single time. He leads and guides my words. He softens my heart. He shows me who he is. Ephesians 4 describes that as believers, we are all called to live intentionally and on purpose. When we meet with God in his word through prayer, even as we seek counsel through fellow Christian friends, our calling becomes clear. The truth about our calling is that God will always prepare the way and plant desires in our heart to glorify him. All we have to do is submit. We are also urged to live a life worthy of the calling we have received. We aren't to question, step away in fear, wait until the right time, or when we feel qualified. All we are meant to do is lean in and trust. Is God speaking to your heart? Do you feel a gentle, or maybe very clear, nudge to do that thing? Your mind may be telling you that you can't, but every fiber of your being is telling you to just go for it. Then get wrapped up and be a servant to the Lord. He is waiting for you to say yes. Let's pray. Oh Lord, my answer is yes. I love you and want to be obedient, so use me for your will. I am truly humbled that you would even consider me worthy. In all things, big or small, help me hear your voice and respond with a sincere heart. Reveal to me who you need me to serve, love, and reach. Etch in my heart that with you, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. Grant me wisdom and discernment to recognize the difference between your calling in my life and the plans I seek for my own will. Surround me with fellow Christians that will build me up and remind me to keep pursuing you and encourage me in moments when I slip into doubt or fear and question the calling you have for me. Also, grant me the wisdom and courage to provide my fellow friends with the support they need to serve you as well. When I don't feel cut out for the calling you so graciously placed in my life, please remind me that you designed me for a special purpose. When I fail to trust you and fear or anxiety grip my heart, help me submit and follow you with a sense of urgency. Lord, I lay my heart at your feet today. I seek your will, your way, and your calling. Grant me peace as I walk into the unknown, but trust you with each step. I will wait patiently on you to lead and guide me. I am your humble and faithful servant. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.